Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Got another reason why the Lakers need to do whatever they need to do to get Anthony Davis. There's a movie analogy that I'm going to give. A movie analogy. That's coming up a little later on the show. But I'm really excited about this topic and this take when I saw this. I had like a ton of fun with this one this morning. Let me set this up for a second. So, there are times you have to read the situation or read a person or a group of people and come to the realization that you absolutely have to, you have to be the mature grown-up in this situation and act accordingly. And we do this all the time. We don't realize it. We do this with kids, right? Like, it doesn't matter if we're dealing with talking about a 3-year-old or a 13-year-old or even a 16-year-old, where situations will present themselves and you realize, okay, I mean, this person is 10 years old. They're not equipped mentally or emotionally to be able to handle what's happening, to cope with it. So I need to be the one to act accordingly. Or have you ever gone out? I'm sure anybody that's partied a day of their life. Have you ever stumbled upon like a really, really drunk person? Sometimes you know someone's really drunk when you're drunk and they're so drunk it sobers you up. But sometimes, you ever been sober and encounter a hammered person and realize that you have to be the one to rise above and show maturity for a situation to either go away or not escalate or whatever, right? Like, we do this from time to time as individuals. We read a person, we read a situation, and deem whether or not they are equipped to mentally or emotionally show maturity to deal with something, and then we act accordingly. I don't mean to be mean, for what I'm about to say to be mean, but the one thing I've come to realize is the one group of people you just have to accept and realize that they aren't equipped mentally or emotionally to be able to arise above certain things and act appropriately in a mature way is fans. Fans of sports teams. I'm sorry, but it's true. And especially after a tough loss or a bad moment, right? Sports fans, they just collectively oftentimes lack the ability to rise above things and handle certain things well. Not everybody. There's always going to be exceptions. But collectively, it's kind of true. Fan is short for fanatic. And oftentimes when you are a fanatic, you somewhat lose your sense of being mentally and emotionally rational about things. Coward has the great line that two things make men stupid, women and sports. There are two things in this world that make men act stupid, and oftentimes it's women and sports. And it's so true. But sometimes when you're a fan, you lose your sense of how to kind of be mentally and emotionally rational. I bring this up to talk about a tweet from Jason Tatum last night. Boston Celtics stud guard. So there was a little something called Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night, right? And the St. Louis Blues were playing the Boston Bruins. Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals in Boston. And St. Louis won. So St. Louis won the Stanley Cup. Jason Tatum, who plays for the Boston Celtics, is from St. Louis. He's born there. He grew up in that area. And Jason Tatum tweeted in celebration of St. Louis winning the Stanley Cup, "St. Louis forever." And, of course, what do you think ensued on social media?
Just backlash.
Just World War III. Boston fans lost their collective minds on social media, crushed Tatum, ripped Tatum, yelled at Tatum. Some even then wished that he would get traded away from Boston in an Anthony Davis deal that would bring Anthony Davis to Beantown. So when I saw that, when I saw this story, I thought, okay, let's think about this. Should Jason Tatum be smarter and exercise better judgment and go, I probably shouldn't tweet this St. Louis forever thing? Or do Boston fans need to grow up and get a grip and quit being ridiculous and just you're embarrassing yourself? And of course, my initial reaction is like, yeah, Boston fans, grow up, quit being ridiculous, get a grip, be rational. But after I thought about it, I realized this. Like I said at the start of this segment and this take, sometimes in life you have to read a person or read a group of people and assess whether they are equipped mentally and emotionally to deal with something like an adult in a mature way. And you know what? I hate to say this because it's enabling. It is. But I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes it's unreasonable to expect sports fans to act reasonable and rational. It just is. It just is. Just like it's unreasonable to expect the guy you bumped into that had 14 Coors Lights this Saturday night to act reasonable. And it's unreasonable for me to expect my 3-year-old to act rational about things because she's 3. Or that 14-year-old to act rational because he's 14. His brain, he's not equipped. Some people just aren't equipped with the mental or emotional ability to act in a mature, responsible, reasonable, sane way. And when that's the case, there are sometimes I think it's on you to then act accordingly. So I think Jason Tatum probably just needed to realize, hey, I am a member of the Boston Celtics. I'm dealing with Boston fans. You know, fan is short for fanatic. They are obviously crushed right now because they just lost the Stanley Cup. Fans are already irrational to begin with. The idea that I can tweet St. Louis forever and all these fans will be able to read that and go, well, you know, he is from St. Louis and he grew up in that area, so that makes sense. I guess it's similar in the way that I was born in Boston and I love Boston sports teams, so that's just how Jason Tatum feels right now and his Blues winning. So I get it. I won't tweet back at it. I get it. Carry on your day, Jason Tatum, and congrats on your team winning the Stanley Cup. Boy, you guys really fought and did a good thing. Does that sound like fans to you? Does that sound like a fan to you? Does that sound like a collective? Yeah, there may be, you know what? There maybe was some fans that read that and thought that. But the collective, the large, vast majority, They're not gonna react like that. Oh, that makes sense. He's from St. Louis and he grew up in that area. I get that. That's fine. No, you're fine. Come on now. Come on now. He's not gonna react like that. They're not gonna react like that. And I think Tatum probably need to realize I'm going to be sending out a message that these people aren't equipped to deal with. So I better not. It's not worth it. That's where I'm at with it. I mean, it's one of those things like Jason Tatum's having to be the bigger, more responsible. But, like, that's just, again, you fans, especially after a crushing loss, they're irrational. I mean, we do a show, Big Red Overreaction.
Oh.
I mean, again, it's like you there. I wouldn't say there are a lot of, yeah, you're going to get a couple of rationals, but like a lot of the callers are just, you know, they're in their feelings and they're irrational. Again, I'm not saying like, oh, Jason Tatum, you got to realize you're now loyal to Boston. No, what I'm not saying that at all. He can be in his own house rocking a St. Louis Blues shirt, celebrating, going nuts. But sometimes you need to realize to publicly display that, you're going to be dealing with a bunch of people that aren't able to deal with that. They're not going to be able to mentally, emotionally deal with that in a rational way.
Oh, man.
Does that make sense? Does my take make sense to you?
Like, it makes sense. And I don't think you were saying he shouldn't have tweeted.
I'm not saying, yeah.
Right. And that's why, at first I was like, is he saying he shouldn't have tweeted anything? Because technically, do what you want.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, yes.
I think he definitely could have worded it in a different way. Maybe if he added like another sentence, like, St. Louis is home.
Yeah, something.
Congrats to the Blues. Something like that to let us, like, to let the irrational fan know, like, that's his home. It's good. I think in my head, though, the irrational fan in this, there's no basketball team in St. Louis.
Right. I mean,
so, like,
it's just, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's my, again, sometimes you have to just realize that some people just aren't, they're not going to be equipped. Interesting deal, right? You know, like, because everybody comes from somewhere, you know, like, some guys are going to be, some guys are born a place, they're a fan, and it's like, it's hard to just shake that. I know for me, you know what was really hard was when I grew up born and raised in Nebraska and immersed in Nebraska football. Again, my dad, my uncle, my cousin, my two best friends all played for Nebraska football. What was hard was then when I showed up to Lawrence, Kansas, and I'm on the Kansas basketball team, what happens when the Kansas football team plays the Nebraska football team? Who am I supposed to cheer for?
Did that happen while you were in Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And guess who I cheered for? Nebraska.
Good.
Guess who I would walk around talking noise to with some of the even some of the guys on the football team? I would run around and be like, man, you don't want to with those Nebraska boys, like, and they would laugh because they're like, but that's where I'm from, and it's hard sometimes to let go of that stuff. But there's that whole thought of like the second you get drafted to a city, are you instantly have to be loyal to all things that city, you know? Like LeBron still cheers for the Cleveland Browns at times. Like you saw him a couple, like this year cheering for Cleveland, or he'll cheer for Ohio State. Like, but now that he's in LA, does he have to cheer for the Rams or the Chargers? Or can he still cheer? Like, how does that work? Kind of a weird deal. That's all. I mean, everybody deals with it. I mean, I remember one of the most angry. I remember when I was getting ready to play Nebraska my junior year at Creighton. We're coming to the Devaney Sports Center to play Nebraska, and obviously everybody knows my best friend is Bo Rude. Literally been friends with him my entire life, my best friend in the world. And he got asked about, hey, Creighton's coming to town to play Nebraska. You're friends with Nick. Who are you going to be cheering for? And he was like, oh, I'm probably, are you going to be wearing red? He was like, oh, I'll probably wear a neutral color. And yeah, I'm going to be cheering for Nick. And fans on message boards just killed him. Killed him. Killed Bo. And I remember being so mad at that. I'm like, well, what? I mean, like, we're best friends. Bo is just, like, we are best friends. He's supposed to just not cheer for me?
Right.
But again, now that I've gotten Lopez, I'm like, you know what? It's irrational to think that that some Husker fans would have been able to be rational about that. And go, well, yeah, he is. He is best friends with Nick Baugh. So I guess, you know what? It makes sense that that's okay. He's going to cheer for Nick. I mean, no, I mean, because fans aren't rational like that. Fans are not rational like that. Very interesting. Can you email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Kevin Kugler, Brian Munson, all still to come. 15 minutes from now, I'm going to get into that anonymous quote on from an opposing coach on Nebraska. Really interesting stuff. We'll dive into that and more. Game time.